It's time for Skip It or Stream It. Now, I know the movie's been out for a while in theaters here in Cayman. It was here, of course. And didn't you go to a Barbie party?
I didn't, but I would have loved to. But I did wear pink to the movie, and I did watch it in the theater.
Right. Did you go with Dylan, or who'd you go with?
No, I went with my friend Sarah. You know,
that's what it was.
But the thing is,
it was a small party.
There were a lot of men in the theater.
Of course. Yeah, it's a great film.
Barbie's a very lovable character. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think this movie was a long time in the making, but I think they chose the right director to do it because Greta Gerwig got it.
Oh, yeah.
She knew how to kind of poke fun at all the ridiculousness of what Barbie is or stands for, mm-hmm. and was able to kind of make her like have some substance and a real character, but at the same time also be a little bit clueless to the real world because she lives in the Barbie world most of her time, except for in this movie, she jumps into the real world for a bit.
Exactly. I saw it too as a reflection of, you know, it didn't just have to be a gender thing. It could be for anyone, really. It's like Barbie becoming her authentic self in the end.
Right.
And that's what I related to. And she was talking about death at the end with the maker of Barbie, yes. and stuff, and those speeches she had. It's kind of what you would expect a character like that to say. But I thought, oh, at that point, now you can relate. Because even at our job, when we're on the air, it's a bit of an act. We're fairly real with each other. But there's things that there's faces you put on when you go into public. And that was what I thought of when I saw that scene. We all have those masks we put on.
You know? Oh, for sure.
It's not your authentic you. And she's talking about becoming human. When you're human and you're not doing an act is when you're the most real. You know?
Right.
So that stuff was in there. But what'd you think of that kind of message, though? I'm going to ask you as a woman. What'd you think of that kind of message in the film?
I thought it was a great message. I definitely think it's funny because when the Barbie movie first came out, a lot of kids wanted to go see it.
Right.
And a lot of kids did go see it. But it really wasn't made for kids. It was actually made for grown women that grew up watching Barbie more so, because the message was actually pretty deep.
Well, it was an adult message about patriarchy.
Yeah.
That's what I got from it.
So I think a lot of kids actually that went were bored, from what I understand. I know some people that took their kids and they ended up enjoying it more than the kids did. I mean, there were some cute parts
and
funny parts. But there was a lot. Yeah, it was played on many levels, the movie.
It did. The reason we're looking at this one right now instead of back then is because it's an Oscar-nominated film.
That's
right. So it's up for several Oscar
awards.
It's
up for 8 nominations, actually.
Yeah.
And it's up for Best Picture. Now, there were 2 big snubs, though, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Margot Robbie did not get nominated for Best Actress, and Greta Gerwig did not get nominated for Best Director. And a lot of people were upset with those because they thought both of them brought something to the picture that no one else could do. I mean, Margot Robbie was the perfect choice to play the quote-unquote stereotypical Barbie, because not only because her looks, but then she actually is an incredible actress.
Well, I'm laughing because
able to put layers in there that very few people, I think, could.
Sure. But there was that one line in the film that alluded directly to that.
Oh, yeah.
You know, everyone was like, oh, she's a perfect Barbie, and they said that in the
film.
They're
like, now we realize what we're saying here. Yeah.
No, she was like, well, if you wanted to show a Barbie that wasn't that good looking, maybe Margot Robbie was your best choice.
Exactly.
I think it said something like that. It was funny. The narrator was saying that.
And Ryan Gosling, when they first announced him as Ken, I wasn't sure about the choice. And he did get a lot of flack. But then he ended up getting nominated for a Best Actor Award for it.
I thought he did fine.
I thought one of my favorite scenes in the whole movie was the I'm Just a Ken on the beach playing the guitar.
Yeah, I know.
The song is funny. And just the fact that all the Kens were the same.
But you all know that guy that takes a guitar and tries to hit on girls and playing the guitar.
My friend Sarah leaned over to me in the theater and said, I think we all had a guy in university at our dorms that did that. You know what I mean?
We had a guy at the last radio station I worked at. It was like that. He'd always be out on the porch during breaks playing for the girls in the office. Oh, my God. It was always Wonderwall. It was literally Wonderwall. He was a stereotypical Ken sitting on the beach.
Or you go to like a bonfire and there's always that one person that pulls out their guitar.
Right.
And it's got their three songs that, you know, gets people every time, or so they think. Yeah.
This scene from the trailer, this one cracked me up too when they entered the real world for the first time.
What's going on? Why are these men looking at me?
Yeah, they're also staring at me.
She punches him. So they had gone to California there in that scene, and they were wearing their very loud clothing. How would you describe the clothing they were wearing at that time? It was just pastel colors.
Well, 80s and roller.
Workout gear.
Yeah,
Jane Fonda leotards and stuff, yeah. So, but, oh, is there more stuff here you're looking at? Oh, this is when she met the girls.
No one rests.
Oh, and then Will.
Oh, I forgot Will Ferrell was in it.
Of course. He was the CEO, remember?
I loved the disco scenes. I loved the fashion. Uh-huh. I loved a lot of the jokes. Of course, the Mojo Dojo Casa House had me in stitches.
Right.
And just the, I think it was a sweet movie.
Was there anything about the script that you would say? Asking you as a woman.
I just think, I mean, what are you expecting? It's Barbie. Mm-hmm. I think they did the best they could do with I think the premise was great.
Yeah, trying to make an adult theme of Barbie. What are you going to do?
I mean, it's not super deep, but it was deep enough to keep me engaged. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed every minute of it, and it brought me back to being a kid and the enjoyment that Barbie brought me, because Barbie was one of my favorite toys to play with. I had all the collection. I had the house. I had the motor home, you name it. Yeah. So for me, 100% stream it.
I had a really close girl that was a friend when I was very young, and she had Barbies next door, and I used to like to go over there because I could play with the Barbies and get away with it.
Exactly.
It was great. I loved it. So stream it as well. It's up for several Oscars, Barbie.
And it was the biggest grossing movie of 2023, breaking over $1 billion at the box office.
I know.